Here we go. Okay, it's good. All right. And a one, and a two, and welcome to the Tales of a Long Box podcast. This is episode 200. Are you ready? Huh? What? Are you ready?
We need a wedding.
Are you ready for the new DC Universe? I am Chris Mosby.
I am Caleb Gerard, and I am so not ready.
No, I'm not ready either. But anyway... We're getting there. Who else is here?
And I am Murray Fox. I'm ready for some of it.
Some of it? Okay, well, I'll give you that. And this is like coming full circle here. We started this podcast however many years ago for the being all excited for the new 52 and was sorely disappointed soon after. And now here we are however many years later it is. Going on, what, four?
We're getting close to four.
Yeah. 200 episodes in, and now we're talking, ready to talk about another new DC universe, which we really need to cover Marvel's new universe eventually, but we'll get there. That's a lot harder stuff there.
So I guess we know what we'll be discussing in 200 episodes from now.
Yeah, the next new DC universe, probably.
This one will stick. This one lasts. The first time they did this, it lasted almost 75 years.
So. This is true. And we need to, finish up Convergence too. But we don't. I mean, we're gonna end up spoiling that a little bit because this is. I don't know if we will or not. But anyway, the whole deal.
As Murray's other family would say, this is the uncrisising, the decrisising.
The decrisising. That's right. Yeah, I have not listened to that podcast in so long. It's not even funny. I need to download a bunch of them and just listen. But yeah, for those of you that don't know, are we going to talk about that, or are we just going to get into this? Let's get into it. Okay. Basically, there was a convergence. And things were unhinged and done and whatever. And as part of the killing of the new 52 brand, they did, I don't even remember, it's like 20 some odd brand new titles and then another 22-ish, 3-ish, 4-ish of titles that were already going, just may take a bold new direction. And they did use that in their promotional material. Bold new direction, quote. with new directions and new shenanigans and all kinds of funky things. And as part of that, they released 8-page previews of all the stuff. And most of the ones, so far all the ones I have read have been continued from that. I think at least one was a rehash. That those 8 pages were included in that next issue.
There were three. There was the Batman, the Justice League, and Superman.
Yeah, those that were one.
The free comic book day.
Those free comic book day ones. You're exactly right. So, basically, what we've done is we have looked through our these, and we have picked 4 or 5-ish. That we would like to see continue. Some of these kind of poo-pooed on me, and some of them didn't. And some of them, I don't know. Anyway, we'll go through them, and we'll decide what we think. So that's about it.
And just to confirm, there was no sneak peek for Wonder Woman. I'm shocked, but...
Yeah, why wouldn't they do that? Oh, I know why, because it wasn't done in time.
Well, I don't know. There must be another book out there that didn't get a sneak peek.
No.
Well, Justice League of America, like I said before, I think that was.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we said that in the pre-show. Justice League of America with Brian Hitch, that did not get a preview in any way, shape, or form. So.
And one thing that I did confirm and is that these 8 pages are not simply reprinting the first 8 pages of the next issue of all these titles, which would have. Really been irritating to buy a 22-page comic of which we'd already read 8 pages of.
I agree, so. And I'm actually really shocked that they didn't do that. But that would be more of a Marvel move than a DC move. But you know,
So should we round table this and just
whoever wants to go first?
Well, Murray's got to go first.
Okay, Murray.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going with one I wasn't expecting to like all that much, but I did. I'm going with the Bizarro one.
Somehow I knew you would.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to like it. I was going in not wanting to like it. Because, I don't know, I'm not a big Bizarro fan.
Yeah.
And I've heard the writer on some podcasts, and he's super enthusiastic. He just rubs me the wrong way sometimes. But
mm-hmm.
I thought that the book was really fun. And it had a cool, like, point of view, right? So it's not just mm-hmm. a Bizarro story. Like, if I never read another goofy Bizarro story where it's just Bizarro being goofy for goofy's sake,
mm-hmm.
I will be fine. But this one, I like the idea of going on a road trip with Jimmy Olsen. That's kind of cool.
Now, it's a mini, right?
It's a mini series, so it's only six issues. But
well, see, I thought that's what I, when I read that, that's what that meant. Okay. Not all of these are ongoing. I'd forgotten about that. Some of these are, okay. That makes it a little bit less annoying then.
Yeah, Heath Corson is the writer, and he's doing well. Like, he's got a great voice for the characters and the artist. Oh, shoot, I got to pull that up. But loved the art. Like, it's mm-hmm. so cool. Like, it's cartoony, but not, like, kiddie cartoony. It's
that's an annual. Never mind. I'm sorry. I was about to say they restarted the numbering on Wonder Woman, but that's an annual. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, she gets an annual. Gustavo Duarte. I thought his art was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love his faces. I love his heads. It's kind of, actually, now that I look at the bodies, they're kind of, who's the artist on Chew?
I can't remember.
Anyway, it's kind of got like a Chew flavor to it.
Yeah, it does. I've read one volume of that, and I thought it was... I actually kind of liked that, but I've never gone back to it.
Got a flavor like you.
Yeah.
I'm totally in. I want to see Jimmy and Bizarro on this road trip. I want to see what sort of shenanigans they get up to. Of course, they're going to go to Canada, so, you know.
Yeah, the Bizarro America. That was my favorite part of that. Go to the Bizarro America.
Are they going to go to Moose Jaw?
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay.
That's one of the ones I went in thinking I was going to be able to have fun with. And I guess it was fun, but I got tiresome after four of the eight pages for me. I was like, I got to slog through the next four pages.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not a big Bizarro fan. The Dangerous Bizarro is a little bit more, if it makes any sense, fun to me than this one. But I knew it was going to be silly, so it's like I wasn't really expecting anything big. So for me,
you'll have to keep me to date on that one, Murray.
Well, I'm going to pick up the first issue. Well, today. I'm going to pick it up today. I haven't done it yet, but I will.
Oh, yeah, it was out yesterday, or today.
This week's okay.
Yes, we are recording in, 299, as a matter of fact. Looking at it right now.
Real time.
All right. So, who's next?
Oh, I'll go next, because in the vein of books that I didn't think I was going to necessarily enjoy, but we'll really look forward to at least checking out the first issue, if not the first story arc, was Doomed, number one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Oh, okay.
It's totally on my list.
Tell me why.
Tell me why, because...
Sell me on this.
It had almost the bizarro feel to it, and that this poor kid who gets infected with the Doom virus, and again, they don't say which Earth this is on, and that's a whole other topic, but he dooms out to go do superhero things, and of course, Spider-Man-esque, Spider-Man-like, it all goes fast backwards.
Oh, yeah, Spider-Man all over it.
One thing I don't know, I can't tell if the kid is he's clearly ethnic, but I can't tell what ethnicity he is based on this particular issue. I'm hoping they don't throw in a Muslim character just because Marvel's had so much success with a Muslim character, but whatever. And the art, Javi Fernandez.
It's beautiful.
I did like the art.
Yes. I was impressed. I didn't, again, I went in. This was the very last one that I read of the stack of, I think it was 44 of these things.
I might have something to do with it.
And I enjoyed it. I'm surprised giving creator credit to all these, you know, these creators on the creator page, because it seems to have nothing to do with the Doomsday that we all know and love from the Death of Superman story.
No, well, they had that doomed virus whole thing that Lobdell wrote. That's where it came from.
Yeah, and I get that. It's just, I don't, you know, I'm looking for it. I want to see where they go with this kid, this poor kid who's got the virus, who tries to do the right thing, and he even can't talk. Every time he tries to talk, he comes out as grunting noises, and which I think is clever, sort of a Frankenstein type hero. He has an arch enemy right out of the gate.
And I didn't catch it until just. Yeah, well, no, it's a character called Alpha Centurion.
Right.
He showed up in Zero Hour.
Did he? Okay.
Yeah, that's where you first saw him. It was like an alternate version of Superman, obviously. And I didn't catch it till just now, but that last page where he's standing by his best friend with the shadow. I didn't catch it until I've been trying to figure it out, and it just finally clicked that that's Alpha Centurion. So.
And that little kid standing there looking at the shadow is hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. With a Superman on his back. So it's like, and he had shown up in at least one of our universes and fought Superman, I remember, but I don't know if he's been around since then. So that should be interesting.
Murray, why? What drew you to this book, Murray?
I liked it too. I liked the. I was kind of likening it to Incredible Hulk crossed with Spider-Man crossed with.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yeah.
And it's like a teenager. It's a teen coming of age story, which is. I always love those. So I was engaged with the characters. I thought the art was amazing. Yeah, I am looking forward to seeing where it goes. Mm-hmm.
Well, we just watched the first Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie in this, in our house a couple days ago, and this relationship between the two characters, the two main characters, seems to be similar to the Peter Parker Harry Osborn relationship.
Yeah, and that might be why I didn't really care for it.
Huh.
I thought it was way too. I mean, it was like, I mean, you could have drawn Spider-Man over that character and it'd been almost like a Spider-Man comic to me, but that's just my opinion. So
that's cool. Again, that's why they're putting out so many titles, as people say over and over again, it's not for everybody, and it shouldn't be.
Yeah
I'm sure a creator would love it if every single reader read their book, but understanding they won't.
Yeah,
all right, so that's all I got to say on Doomed.
Yeah, okay, so let's see. Trying to think. Well, this is going to be a big surprise to you guys, I would imagine. But I was actually read Midnighter and liked it.
Tell me more.
And I've actually read the first issue today, and it was I liked it too. And it might be because, I don't know, my mood has, well, this particular Moon Niner was, they've kind of set him up in Grayson, even though, I don't know, see, I don't really know much about the Midnighters from the past, but I like the art, Which usually I don't know, something makes me think I might not have liked it in the past, but I really do. And I enjoyed the ultra violence. I mean, you know, what can I say? It's been that kind of month, and the, you know, ultra violence has I don't know, it's just kind of cool. I like the art was all over there, and it reminded me the same way. It was like at first it was hard to follow. You really have to look at it, kind of like Scott McDaniel was when I first that run with Chuck Dixon and Nightwing. It's the same mm-hmm. kind, and that's kind of why I like it. And yeah, it's cool. I really like it, and I mean. You know, and even though there was a somewhat gratuitous sex scene in there, which, you know, whatever. And it's not because...
They didn't even touch Liz. Come on.
Well, I know, but, I mean... it's not because they're gay, though. I didn't care for that deal in Catwoman back when they did the New 52 either. I thought that was a little over the top. Not near... I mean, it wasn't... That was way over compared to this. Yeah. But it's part of his character, I guess. I don't really know yep. the character. So anyway, but the whole thing with tagging people with the, I don't know. I just liked the whole thing. I liked it.
Oh. Okay. Well, you'll have to keep me up to date because it almost made my list and then I took all it right. off.
That was the first issue I was talking about.
It came out
today. Some of that was. But anyway, yes, the ultra violence, I'm into, I don't know, but I like the way it ended.
I am surprised. You're not a big anti-hero guy normally.
I'm not. But the difference being that it's not like what they've done with Superman right now, and they've kind of made him an anti-hero, which I don't know all the details. I just know the pages I've looked at. And this character was kind of cool in Stormwatch until they screwed up Stormwatch. I don't know. It's just something about it I like. I don't know why. It's just that's my jam right now, I guess you could say. So yeah, I do like it actually.
Excellent.
So there you go. There's my first one.
Keep us updated.
I will.
My next one, I'm going with Black Canary.
Oh, you stole one of mine.
I knew it. I knew it.
I was expecting this one, but I totally did. It is Brendan Fletcher, writer, Annie Wu, artist. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. I like the different setting, like putting it, well, I mean, it's Gotham, but I mean, putting it in, like, in a heavy music background. Totally loving that. It's got like an indie feel to it. I'm sure the music she's playing is very new wave punk. So totally, I'm down with that. and it was cool. It was fun. I liked it. I like the idea of this traveling band that's going around. I like that. It's a different point of view for the character. She's not a florist anymore. She's not Oliver Queen's. Sometimes girlfriend, she's mm-hmm. not part of the, you know, she's not a Birds of Prey. She's in a band. She's on her own, and she's friendly with Barbara and stuff. But this is going to be her book, and I liked it. I liked that you know, they were not fighting supervillains; they were fighting the band to get on stage. And I liked that they had a big fight.
Out of the band.
She broke another guy's heart and.
You know, it's funny, you're sitting there talking, and every single thing that you said that you liked about it was everything I hated about it. But that, you know, that's what makes this kind of stuff great, so.
Totally, and the art, like the colors, I thought were really cool. Like, it's all kind of dark and...
The art was pretty good.
Darks and pinks and purples, and then she cracks out the canary cry, and it's all, like, vivid orange and yellow, and... Yeah, I am down with that. And then you end with this mystery. Like, someone wants to find her, someone wants to get her, and get rid of the rest of the ladies in her band. And, yeah, I'm down. I want to see that.
They're the most dangerous band in the world.
Totally.
I, I am curious what they're going to do about her age. I mean, I know they've de-aged Barbara Gordon a bit for her book, and I'm curious if they're going to de-age her, because in the New 52, she's supposed to have been around for... She's supposed to be in her 40s, I think, is what the...
What? 40s?
That's what I got out of it, too.
That's way too old.
From not Birds of Prey. What was the book that she was in? Maybe it was Birds of Prey. Yeah, Birds of Prey that she was in for a while when that title still existed.
You got the idea she was in her 40s?
That's what I got.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No, they de-aged her. She's been Lazarus pitted or something, because I'm getting... Clearly.
Well, they don't even need a reason anymore, do they? They just say, oh, yeah, by the way, she's in her 20s now.
Yeah.
Or they don't even say that. They just... You know.
No, you just assume. Mm-hmm. Like, she's older than Barbara, but no, she's not in her 40s. Goodness.
No, not now. That's why I'm saying, in terms of the one that's a preview, no, she's clearly younger than that.
Yeah,
But even in Birds of Prey, I don't think I got the sense. I knew she was married previously, but... Mm-hmm. But,
I thought she was contemporary with Deathstroke, Amanda Waller and company. So,
yeah, that's what I got. Well, yeah, she was in that. They did that Team 7 or whatever the hell they called it. And, you know, supposed to be as old as Deathstroke, which, you know, they de-aged him too. I don't know if you caught that, anybody.
Yes.
Gave him his damn eye back, even.
Yeah. Well, that won't last long. Story.
No.
A good choice. I will be picking this one up already, checking it out. I like the colors. I like. The art is what really grabbed me on this. The story was good, but the art just had me from cool. panel one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I have to say it ended up being exactly like I expected it to be. I didn't care for it at all. But you know, it's not for everybody, like they said.
Well, I'm going to steal one of Chris's because I know he would pick this one. Okay. But I'm going to go ahead and steal it anyhow. Is Batman Beyond?
Yes. But go ahead, and then I'll tell what I'm disappointed in.
Okay, no. I think we discussed, you know, the whole thing about Tim in the future stuff, which I think is they're stretching it. But I like the Commandy setting that they clearly have going here. This is probably the first time in a long time that I've liked the Dan Jurgens written book that he's not drawing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably because Bernard Chen. Who I really?
Oh yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, he is, and on this one he's really great. He draws the Batman Beyond costume looks tremendous. I like that Alfred in here, the Alfred.
Yeah, that that's awesome too.
Introduced in Future's End. I'm curious how long they can maintain the end of the world setting for this book. I could almost see this one just being a mini series as well. Unlike a lot of the other... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. Have you read the first issue yet?
No, I haven't read any first issues yet.
Okay. Well, the first issue came out today, and they explained that.
Okay. Well, and unlike a lot of the other books that seem to be coming out post Convergence, this one doesn't seem to be an on the road book where they're kind of going around DC Earth or whatever. Whereas a lot of the other books seem to be doing that, so we're going to travel from city to city, sort of like Bizarro or Black Canary or a couple of my other choices. Set in the future, so it go anywhere with it, just like with Spider-Man 2099 over at Marvel.
Yeah.
I liked how they reintroduced Terry McGinnis's family. I think that was pretty unique.
Go ahead.
I will at least go through the first story arc. If it doesn't look like they're going to go away from the Great Devastation Earth, I probably won't go beyond the first story arc. But I would like to see how they justify having Tim Drake here and there at the same time.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to explain it. So, I won't spoil it for you since you haven't read it.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I love this. This is one of my favorite characters. It always has been. I'm disappointed that they went ahead and kept it. They could have very well, with the whole Convergence thing, put McGinnis back in there.
Oh, yeah.
And kept other things. But it's... I still like it enough, I'm going to stick with it. Because it's an interesting what they've done. And they came up with a way to... Well, I won't say anymore. But anyway. Yeah, right. I do like it. You're right. That was one of mine.
No, I'm kidding. So that is my... Of the new ones, that's the second one that I intend to... Well, third, if you count Black Canary. Thank you very much, Murray. I will be getting.
Okay, my turn. Oh, this should be obvious, and it might be I'm stealing somebody else's, but Robin, son of Batman.
Yes.
Okay. If you've read Endgame, we don't know what happens. I mean, if you read the sneak preview of Batman, something we know. We don't. Nobody knows where the hell Bruce is. I don't know why. Damian's out gallivanting around trying to regain his honor or whatever he's doing, but I don't care. Giant werebats, Pat Gleason art, and Damian kicking ass and being a smartass. I like it. He's trying not to be, but I think they're going to, if I understand at the end of it, that's that No man or whatever character that they introduced in the Batman and Robin thing that yes. He had supposedly killed. So that should be interesting. So yeah, I'm all on that. I'm all over that. That's the one I'm looking forward to. I really what am was, looking forward to.
What was that image book that had the kid with the giant critter that he was going around with?
One I don't remember.
Was it Max? It was.
Way back in the day? Was it Pitt?
Was it Pitt?
Wasn't it?
Yes, I think it was Pitt. Yeah.
Way back. Dale. I don't know. You spell his name K-E-O-N-W. I don't know how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Darren Dwyer or whatever.
Yeah,
this was on my list too, Chris. So
I figured it would be.
I just love this as he travels the world with his pet werebat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which implies that there's more to the werebat than we are being told.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's not Titus, his dog, transformed.
Oh, good call.
Because the way it acts and. The way, I mean, it acts like a trained animal, and that's the first thing I thought. It's like its pet. He even called it, and, you know, it was like sniffing stuff like a dog and everything, and I'm thinking, okay, how did that happen? But, yeah, I bet you that's his dog.
Lazarus pet.
Yeah, well, who knows? He can do anything.
That's how everything happens.
Either that or they Marvel lent them Lockjaw and made him a werebat. I don't know. But I got...
He probably gets infected with the man bat juice.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah. So yeah, that's my next one.
Right.
How many we done so far? Two apiece.
Yes, sir.
I lost count.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Dr. Fate. This was my favorite of all of them.
Really? You know, I was somewhat. We all love Levitz. Well, I think we all do. Some of his work doesn't always work for me, but I don't know, the art was too cartoony for me.
Let's find out when Murray loved it.
Okay, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
I loved it. I love the artwork. Okay. I've seen his work before, and
that's fine.
I love it. I love the cartooniness of it.
Okay.
I loved – it's got a distinctive look. I really like that. I like the –
I will give you that, yes.
I like that the people are kind of lumpy and kind of skinny and kind of cute, but not in a to be cute way. They're in like a, I don't know. They're just, his artwork for me, it sings. I love it.
It reminds me of Bandette.
Yeah, I would say it's got similarities there for sure. So the art was cool, but I really liked the story that Levitz was telling too. Like, this did not feel to me like a regular Levitz story. It looked like he was really, this feels like a story that is close to his heart. It feels like he's really got a connection to these characters, or there's a connection to the setting, like Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It feels like a real location. It feels really grounded. And the characters seem real to me too. I like the I guess Egyptian, American cross there. Mom looks to be American. Dad looks to be Egyptian. I don't know. I like that family vibe that we got. Now, I don't know. We didn't get to see a whole lot of Dr. Fate actually in the preview pages, but we got like Talking Cass and a Talking Jekyll and got a little bit of a love interest and
cats are revered by if I remember my Egyptian mythology from school, they're guardians of the dead, and the jackal has to do with the dead as well. So there's that to that.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I'm really looking for seeing how Egyptian mythology plays out. I'm looking forward to seeing what kind of Dr. Fate we're going to get. Is it possible we'll get one with like Nabu, the floating voice in the helmet? Will it be? Or if we do, I'm curious to see Nabu's take on what Nabu will be like. I'm in. This is one I'm definitely in. I love that it was really focused on the main character Khalid's personal life and his. Again, it's another come-age, teen, young adult story. That's my bread and butter. I love those things.
Yeah.
Well, it has a Ms. Marvel feel. I mean, again, I think Marvel has started a very good trend. I'm not a fan of this book, but I like that trend of. Kind of the young Peter Parkering of a lot of the characters.
Yeah, they've done it a lot.
Yeah, it is very similar in flavor and tone to Ms. Marvel, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, no, and it's not aping it. I mean, it's not stealing.
It's just a Wilson's thing. For sure.
And the indie art feel as well, which Ms. Marvel. I mean, I hate referencing that, but that is clearly the apex of this type of book for me.
Agreed.
I'm on the fence on this one, Murray. I admit I will pick up number one.
I'm on the fence too.
I was iffy, and I'll pick up number one and check her out and see.
We can
discuss this as peers.
Exactly. Absolutely. Okay, let's see. What's next?
All right, what is next? Next for me, and I really would like to see... I bet I'm the only one who liked this one, and it's simply because I liked its predecessor, is the Section 8, number one.
Well, you count me out on that one. You're right.
I didn't even
finish reading it. I started it and I'm like, okay, this is, I don't want any interest in this at all.
It's freaky. I can see that point. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. I liked Hitman an awful lot. I liked the twisted mentality of it. And I would not doubt for a minute that this has been sitting in a drawer somewhere, because Section 8 was talked about as a miniseries back when Hitman was still going on, which was, a decade and a half ago, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
I'm glad for it. It gets Hitman back in play, which would be cool to see him return if Garth Ennis and John McCrea would like to do it. And they're weird characters. I mean, for goodness sake, this issue focuses on Dog Welder. I mean, even the main character from Section 8.
Yeah.
Is the main guy. Of course, the guy...
that's going to be a limited series too, isn't it?
Yes, I think it's 8 issues. Yeah, I think one guy kept saying, I'm the grappler. Yeah, the grappler. Hear me, I'm the grappler. As if saying it over and over again makes him that much cooler. And it was, and I like John McCrae's art, so that was also a sell for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, we got characters like, you know, Phlegm Gem, Friendly Fire, Shakes, Jean de Baton, Bueno Excelente, who is a fist, and the Defensinator, and of course, Six Pack and Dog Welder.
Yeah.
Anyhow, again, probably those who know me will not find this a surprise. I'm not surprised at all that neither one of you are going to be joining me in this weirdness.
I need to give it another read. I read the 8-page preview, and I didn't get it, but I did think I had to give it another reread just to, you know, just to make sure I didn't get it, or to.
Can I actually read what I read? Is that basically it? It's like, did I really read that?
Yeah, and that was always the point of Hitman. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh my god, they did that in the DC universe? I mean, one of the all-time best Superman stories and Garth Ennis stories, in my opinion, was a one-shot where Superman comes and visit and has a chit-chat with Hitman on the roof of his building, and he gets exposed to this whole wacky component of Gotham City that,
I remember hearing about that.
I will keep you informed if you care to be informed.
No.
Yes.
Not even in the least.
Okay.
But thank you, though.
All right. Hey, no problem.
All right. My turn now?
It's your turn.
No, I mean, is it? I forget.
I'm done.
Yeah, totally.
No, it's fine. It's your opinion, man. It's cool. Let's see. I don't know if this. Well, let's see. I'm looking forward to Justice League 3001. Obviously, that's not really a new book, but they're jumping a year into the future, which I'm not usually a fan of that, but it looks hilarious.
They're kicking the comedy up. That's for certain.
Which I don't really mind in this because there's plenty of it to be had. The idea of Guy Gardner coming back as a woman, just absolutely, I think it's hilarious. And I don't know, maybe it's because of these characters, but you know, sometimes I'm put off by that, but I'm really looking forward to that. I love that book. So there you go. There's my next one. Thoughts?
Alrighty.
I
don't think I'm getting it, but I wasn't.
You weren't getting it before?
I wasn't getting it. I can't get past the Howard Porter art. Just doesn't do a thing for me. I can't. There are some artists that I can kind of look past and think, oh yeah, that's the feel of the book. That's the way it's going. And
yeah, that's fine. I can understand, sir.
It does well. I want it to do well. Like I know those characters have huge fans there, and I hope it does well for them. And maybe. No, never mind. Yeah, I hope it does well.
I understand.
As his fans, and that's good. That's great. I'm just not one of them. I'm sure he's a lovely man. I'm sure he's very, very pleasant. I'm sure he's very nice. He's probably got great taste in art.
Okay. What do you think, Caleb?
Oh, I'm getting this. I thought the preview was great. I really did. One of the great – there was just that nice sentimental touch where Wonder Woman's just pissed off because Clark Kent – or excuse me, Superman stole her glasses, which –
Oh, I know.
tie back to her past when she was Diana Prince and wore those were her glasses as Diana Prince back in present day.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great touch. And then the fact that again, that Guy Gardner did come back as a woman is hilarious. And then also the Batman Bruce Wayne character just sitting there the whole time eating his dinner while everyone else is, mm-hmm. is having drama around him. And it's just like, you know what? It's just like in that the first couple issues of Justice League, mm-hmm. Back in the day, Justice League International, whatever you want to call it. And mm-hmm. he was just sort of like, yep, get any two of them in a room together and this is what you're going to get. No surprise. And that's how he's reacting here. He's like, you know what?
Yep.
This is what we signed on for. And they'll fight it out. They'll get through it and move on.
Yep. Oh, I know. It's good stuff. I really like it. Though I'd kind of like to have seen how they ended that last storyline. I was just looking at it again. But that's fine.
I know maybe they're bumping it.
Hmm?
Is it really being bumped a year into the future, or are they just changing the title? Cause...
No, they're bumping it a year in the future. Did they even mention it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's very first page. It's 1 year later as we travel deeper into the future with Justice League 3001. And they even mention it a little bit.
That's as clear as it gets. Maybe it was just New Year's and, the year changed.
No.
Or like Legion 89 used to change every year, so it became
true.
Legion 90, 91, 92, or whatever. But
and of course, the last panel being an homage to the post-credit scene in Avengers number one. Avengers movie.
Yeah, they're all sitting around eating. That's pretty cool. I liked it.
I'll be there and looking forward to it. And there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I agree with you, Chris, even if Murray thinks you're
well,
way
off. That's all right. That's all right, man. It's all about the diverging viewpoints around here.
Damn, Skip.
No, it's all about the base.
I'll tell you one real quick, though, that I was really disappointed in. Just the Earth 2 Society.
Mm-hmm.
Another 1 year later deal. Like, they went through all that crap, and then they're fighting against each other. But anyway, I'm done. I'm done talking about that. Moving on.
All right. My number four is going to be Starfire. Whoop, whoop.
Starfire, I'm not surprised.
I like it.
Yep.
I liked it. It is Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Connor writing, and Emanuela Lupacino on pencils. And it's a beautiful-looking book. Like, it is beautiful. And the way they're doing Starfire's hair is cool. Like, I love when Perez did it all, like, curly, curly tight curls, and then you had the flame
mm-hmm.
when she was flying. And no one's really seemed to capture it since then. Like, they've all kind of straightened her hair and mm-hmm. and whatever. But Emanuela has this, like, her hair looks like it's on fire, right? Like, it's regular hair, and then the tips are all kind of flaming and floating around her head, and that's a cool look. I like that visual. I like it a lot, and I like the whole tone of the 8-page story. Like, she's looking for a place to live, and she asks all her friends, so we get these little like 9-panel grids where we're checking in on what Robin thinks, or
yeah, that was weird,
or some of the other people she knows, and it was just kind of cool. Like, it's got it. I haven't been following the Harley Quinn book because it's not really my taste. But this is a little more in the vein of Power Girl when Jimmy uh-huh. Palmiotti was doing Power Girl. So I'm hoping we get some of that. Like, I think it's going to be slice of life. There's going to be some goofy villains. There's going to be some, I hope. I mean, I'm hoping that's the tone. That's the tone I'm getting based on this 8 pages. But it's going to be kind of a fun, light, stranger in a strange land type story and...
Mm-hmm.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
And I like how they're bringing in all her different versions of her character that they, you know, people were bitching about what a whore she was when this went. I was one of those that Bob, I did that.
Yeah,
well,
they went way overboard with that.
But they explain it away here, you know.
Yeah.
in a way that I can live with. You know, they didn't take six issues to change her personality. It was one panel, which is thank you very much. That'd be done in one panel.
Yeah, eight pages, and they've just kind of cleared the slate and moved her on there, which is cool. They're setting her up in Miami. Is that what they said, Miami?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Key West, sorry. Is that Miami? It's close to Miami, I'm sure. It's the right state, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
As far away in the United States as you can get from you.
Yeah. Yes. Sunny, warm, beachy. I was born in the wrong country.
Oh, poor Murray.
At least your parents didn't have to pay for it when you were born, so.
True.
I guess that's true. That's true. Cross your legs. We haven't got my money yet. Don't come out.
Hey, wait.
Oh, my.
Sorry. Political statement. Close it off.
That's cool. It's cool.
It's on my list too, Murray. I'm looking forward to it. I don't read any of the other Paul Miatti books, and like you, Harley Quinn didn't grab me.
Yeah, I don't know. The Harley Quinn isn't my thing either, but this is too, read that, I think of cute and fuzzy bunnies. So that sums it up right there. That's really all I have to say.
All I got to say about cute fuzzy bunnies is Anya from Buffy the Vampire Slayer would argue that point.
Probably so.
Didn't watch that show.
Oh.
Great show.
Uh-huh. Anyway, that's my choice. Okay. I love Starfire.
I've always loved that
character, but I don't know. It's tainted it to the point where I'm not really even interested in her anymore.
Did that character on the last panel look like Donna Troy?
She kind of looked Donna-ish.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have a Donna Troy in Wonder Woman, you know.
Yeah, right. I read the conclusion to that story.
The anti-Wonder Woman, basically.
She's anti a lot of things.
Yeah.
I would love it if they reintroduced Donna Troy, like a good Donna Troy, a real Donna Troy, in this book. That would be so good.
Yeah, and I don't know if you read the preview of The Flash, but they've made it identical to the TV show, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, they really TV'd it up for sure.
I mean, his dad's in prison, the whole bit.
That's been Flash's thing, though, since Flashpoint.
That's true, it has been.
Since Jeff Johns got his hands back on the character, it was...
I'd forgotten about that. You're absolutely right. Doom
and gloom
right.
And... Anyway.
So anyway...
Next...
Much better than Doom and Gloom.
Yeah.
So next on my list, and this one did come as a surprise as well to me, was Red Hood and Arsenal. I did not anticipate liking it.
I'm not surprised about that. I don't know why.
I like bunny movies. I enjoy, you know, all of Jackie Chan teams up with the white guy movies or teams up with Chris Tucker, whatever the name of that series was. I enjoyed those. They're goofy fun, people getting shot and killed for comedic sake, and that seems to be Jeff LaBelle's ballywick. The Dennis Madry art was really nice. Just two guys out to save the world. And this portrayal of Cobra in the stages was hilarious.
Yeah, I have to admit, that was pretty funny.
I don't know what else to say. Again, it's a buddy flick. It really is.
I don't know. Sure. Some of them, I got there towards the end, and some of them was like, yeah, okay, I get it. But anyway, sorry.
I will be along for the ride. I at least, again, like the other ones, first story arc will be a decider for me. I like this type of art, this kind of, again, it's a little more cartoony than we've been getting from DC a lot
Yeah, it is. I've noticed that. There's a lot of them that are like that.
Tongue-in-cheek tone of the bad guys, you know, talking that way. And you know, Roy Harper, brains of the outfit, is a nice twist on the character. Maybe that's the way he's rewritten for the new 52.
He definitely did.
Did they? Okay, I dropped off of Red Hood and the Outsiders, whatever it was called.
Yeah, I don't. Long time ago, I don't remember him being like that either. But
he was in the baseball cap initially. I remember.
He's on the baseball cap of the cover of this, but.
Well,
at least the title, anyway. But
I look forward to it. I will read it. I'm always surprised that I'm enjoying a Jeff Lobdell book for some reason. I don't know why I should be surprised, but I always am.
Yeah, I can understand that.
That's me, Red Hood and Arsenal.
Well, look at the back of the preview, or at least the back of my preview. At the very last page, it says, "Hang on, let me get there." People also liked Season 8 and Batman Beyond, so you are totally on there.
Yeah, it does say that on my Comicology.
Mm-hmm. I'm their target audience.
Apparently.
Yeah. Well, I hate to be.
The outside looked kind of silly, but I don't know.
I'm living the dream that they want me to live. Disappointed. I'm disappointed in myself. Oh well.
Oh no! Don't go like that.
Over it. I'm over it now.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see what this is. That's Starfire.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
This is like it's like your horoscope. You like this? You like you know what? It's like those online quizzes. Which Orphan Black character are you? Which Star Wars character are you? This is like.
There you go.
I think it's more like Amazon.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, yeah.
So what should you be reading if you're reading Starfire?
I should be reading.
That's a good question.
Downloading page 11. I should be reading Batman and Robin and Batman Superman.
So it's the same thing on mine.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Seems unlikely. I think they're wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with that. This was a fail. Huh.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to decide. I got a couple. I guess I should rate it in. Well, you know what? I'm kind of intrigued in the Omega Man preview. Got me somewhat intrigued because it's like they've completely, before Convergence, apparently completely dismantled everything that had to do with Green Lantern, and now they're kind of pulling it back up. So this is kind of a double thing, three things. But I read the preview for Green Lantern. And I haven't read the issue. It came out today. So that kind of got me wondering. So he's like this, you know, he's got that. If anybody that's read back when the white, I don't remember what the thing of it was, the Violet Lantern or the Ultimate Lantern or the first Lantern, that's it. One of the very first prototype Lantern was basically a gauntlet with a backpack, and apparently he stole that and is not officially a Green Lantern, and he's wanted by everybody in the universe, and he's got long hair to, you know, because he's a rebel.
Are you talking about Omega Man, or are you talking about Green Lantern now? Because
it's all involved somehow. Okay. I don't know how.
Okay.
So whatever happened there, also, because I mean these are kind of equal. And then in the Green Lantern Lost Army, they've basically took five lanterns plus, well, Krona, and done to them, it looks like, what the plot of the Green Lantern cartoon is. You got lanterns so far out in space, they don't know where the hell they are, and they can't call the Green Lantern Corps. So
one Star Trek series. What was that?
Voyager.
Voyager, right.
So anyway, and they have no idea where they're at. They just like woke up on this planet. So yeah, I'm interested in that. The Green Lantern looks interesting. It's like starting all over from scratch, which, you know, that's good. So I'm kind of looking forward to those, though I'm not sure how well. But, well, and then in the Omega Man preview, they show them, quote-unquote, killing Kyle Rayner, but in the actual issue...
Don't tell me, I haven't read anyway. It. Don't tell me.
So I'm on for that. I always liked the idea behind the Omega Man, and... It's a lot of the. It looks like the. I mean, I actually sat and read the whole entire run once, at least most of it, and I thought it was a good book. I never did read it when it was out there. So, and this is, I don't know, it's something new. I think that's the thing. It's which they need to do more of is something completely out there. When I can afford it, I'm going to jump on that Truth storyline that they got Superman on. I'm kind of interested to what the deal is with that. But
I was concerned when I opened Omega Men that it was going to be a rehash of Guardians of the Galaxy movie, but clearly not.
They are definitely hitting some old beats with it. That is for sure. It certainly seems like it anyway. In a way, it was written. I mean, Tom King, he's the one that does Grayson, where you don't know everything. And, I mean, it's like there's alien language in with English, and it's like you just got to figure out what's going on. And it was like a roller coaster ride, the first issue. So I really liked it. And that more than the preview is going to keep me coming back.
Yeah, I think I put the preview on my list of I didn't like the preview, but I really want to check out the first issue. So
yeah, that's exactly what mine was. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then they did their job right. They did their job exactly right.
So, that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It's like, okay, what's going on here?
Now, I'm not going to give it a lot of string to hang itself with, but
yeah,
but I definitely want to look at the first issue and see where they go. I like Tom King's writing. I like his enthusiasm. He's got...
Yeah, I have to admit that. He's got some enthusiasm.
Oh, he's so pumped, and you know he's done a ton of research into this book. Like, you can just tell he's got, like... volumes and volumes of backstory on each little individual religion and stuff. And I think that's cool. I don't know if the story he's telling is going to be one I want to see, but I do want to check out issue one or two or three just to help make up my mind.
Yeah, because the whole cosmic DC Comics thing, you know, that they... I mean, they tried to do it with Rebels back however many years ago that was, with, you know, Legion again. And I enjoyed that. I think we all did because, I mean, I don't know. They've got a whole rich thing out there that they're just not using. And they tried to touch on it a little bit with Justice League United.
The mistake that DC makes is that they rely too heavily on the Green Lanterns being the center of the whole thing, whereas Marvel took a chance and put Guardians at the center of it, which worked out because it made people less afraid to come into the book because Green Lantern has so much baggage with it, whereas Guardians didn't. And I think if they play their cards right and try and make this more of the linchpin of a cosmic DC, they'll have a better shot of bringing in new readers because they won't feel like they have so much to catch up on. There's nothing to catch up on here. These are clearly new versions, except for the Kyle Rayner character. These are brand new versions of these characters.
Yep, exactly.
And DC's got a ton of cosmic environment that they can explore, right? Like, it doesn't,
you know,
have to be the only gateway in to see the rest of the cosmic universe.
What's funny, it's got a backward effect on me. I want to know how it got to this point.
No, and I agree with that. I think from the point of view of brand new characters, meaning brand new readers at the same time, they can do that. They can say, okay, here's how Kyle Rayner, who, by the way, is now not a Green Lantern but is a White Lantern, but by the way, you don't really have to care why that's the case. He just is. And I hope they go with it that it's more with the just because attitude. Right. I think that would be fine.
Right.
And maybe two or three story arcs from now explain why. Because he's a recurring character in this book.
That part is obvious, yeah.
Booyah. A choice for me, too. I was on my list. I was very intrigued.
Yeah. So where are we? I think I did like three titles all at once there. I felt like they're somewhat related to some extent, but they're not at the same time. But they were all at equal, I guess, and that's why I threw them in there together. So, yeah, so, you know, it's our 200th episode. I can throw that crap out if I want.
You can say whatever the hell you want. You've got the power of the button.
That's right. So, are we done, or we got more?
That was number four.
Was it four? Okay, go ahead.
My number five is kind of Omega Man, but since we chatted about that, I'm breaking my own rule here. I'm going to go with Justice League United, which is kind of like a bold, fresh new beginning.
Yeah, I'm kind of disappointed in that, but go ahead.
See, I liked it. I liked seeing 8 million characters.
Well, there's definitely 8 million characters.
And I'm hoping it's going to be like every issue you get some new. I'm hoping it's going to be like a Brave and the Bold or a Showcase or a DC Comics Presented, in that every issue you get some new characters, you get to meet some new characters, you get them wrapped up in like the Justice League, and it's a way to meet the new characters and learn about the, like, I would love to have like a good old fashioned team up book that doesn't have to involve Superman or Batman. And this could be that book. Like, if you've got like the four main characters of Stargirl, Animal Man, Martian Manhunter, and Alana Strange. No, I feel like there's another girl. Oh yeah, Equinox. So Martian Manhunter wasn't even in this. Maybe he'll show up. Either way, like, if you have those like main characters, and then you have like two or three other ones kind of floating in and out, I would really like to see that. What I don't want to see is like six issue story arcs where it takes us six issues to get rid of the characters and then, you know, get new characters. Like, I want to see, give me new characters every month. Mm-hmm. And some of them can hang around for a little while if you want, but I want to see someone new every month, rotate that door, kick someone out, pull someone in, pull in two people, like, rotate it around so I get to see all these new characters. This could be another book where you get to see a ton of the DCU, which would be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Done right.
Oh, Jeff Parker's a great writer. I would love.
Okay.
He did wonderful stuff on Aquaman, and he's done great stuff in Marvel. I want to read his books. I liked the artist when he was up.
Shazam was amazing. Shazam was one of the best.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
That's very true. The artist I liked when he was on Animal Man, I don't know that I love him on Justice League, but he's one of those artists where I will let it go, and it gives the book a distinctive flavor.
Yeah.
His characters have weird teeth. They all need braces or to close their mouths.
My hope is that he does, that they do maybe two or three issues to reintroduce us to the core. There's got to be a core membership.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, then, you know, have them solve a problem. And then drag in, you know, Captain Carrot and Sinestro come in and help on an issue. And then, Superman and the Atom come in and help on another issue. Apparently they can pull from anywhere in the multiverse. This is the only thing about multiversity that I liked. And this is that they're playing with that.
Yeah, it seems, if you look on the map of now, they have a lot of of those mapped out now. A good chunk of them, almost all 50 some odd Earths. I just happened to say, hey, I'll look, and sure enough, they're all on there.
I couldn't tell from the 8-page preview, but I think I got the sense that this team, this Justice League team, is after Convergence, there's like little pockets of weirdness or pockets of something going on, and they're investigating or preventing or dealing with those.
Yeah, that sounds weird, right?
Anomalies or something. So that's kind of a cool hook for the book too, right? Like if it's going to be a Justice League book, it needs to be a Justice League book that has a reason for being, rather than just they want to sell more Justice League. And this seems like a cool, like if they're the team that's investigating all these weird little whatever's caused by Convergence, these little ripples or whatever, that's mm-hmm. cool. That's a reason. That's, you know, keep them around and they can do that. And
it's like a TV show, you know, all the TV
anyway,
shows.
Anyway,
I'll
put that on my list as a.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, and it's like any one of those TV shows where they have to go, they're told, okay, you know what, there's a mysterious object which you have to go gather and get into our museum, and that, you know, kind of like the Librarians or Friday the 13th TV show. That would be cool. I like that way, that point of view, Marie. I think that's my hope as well. Like at right this minute, that's what I hope this book is. Mm-hmm. Is them getting, you know, okay, you got to go shut this door. You got to go shut that door.
No, I think that's cool.
I'm there. I'm with you, man.
Alrighty.
Yep. All right, I don't know if I'm going to be though, but I can see where it would be cool, but I don't know. The things that brought me to that title in the first place, this seems to like got rid of. But I don't know. I might check it out after it's been out a little bit.
It can only exceed the crap storm that was Justice League United series. So.
Oh yes, the Legion crossover thing. Yeah, I agree. It can't be any worse than that. You got that right. But anyway. Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, my last, I was torn. You know, you guys have already listed off some of my other first issues that I would have picked up. So I dug into the last three that were number ones, and I narrowed it down to Earth 2 Society. And I liked the tone of the book. I liked the art.
The art's good. I'll give you that.
15 minutes is something. I want to say he was doing some Valiant stuff. I may be mixing up my Jimenez's, but I didn't necessarily like how they left the Earth 2 characters at the end of Convergence.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some neat touches here. And the idea that they are carrying over some of the stuff from the previous series about them saving the template for all the people on Earth 2 and going to potentially kill off all the survivors of this Earth 2.
Yeah.
You know, cut your nose off to spite your face potential, but I like this version of the Flash better, in a lot of ways better than the current regular Flash character.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like this version of Green Arrow. This is my Green Arrow. Nothing against the Green Arrow book, because I actually enjoyed the mm-hmm. preview of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm intrigued how they're going to go with these new. Doctor Impossible does not sound like a new character name. It sounds
like
a name.
It's not. It's Mr. Terrific's. It was his Nemesis.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's
well,
where that name came from.
I think he was around before that too, wasn't he? Like, wasn't he like, I want to say, a Justice League villain from?
Oh
Blade
yeah.
Flashpoint.
He was a Justice League villain in that Brad Metzler version of Justice League, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, but yeah.
And again, the art really grabbed me. I mean, and this is one of those ones where you have to give so much props to the on this book.
I have to admit the art is good. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That splash page of Power Girl, Supergirl, whatever, crashing to Earth with the two suns coming up behind her.
That is a nice touch. I have to admit.
It was beautiful.
Yes. And again, it's dark when it's supposed to be dark. It's bright when it's bright. It's not all dark. It's not all bright. It's mm-hmm. It's painted, colored really beautifully. Who's the colorist? It's John Rausch. So kudos for me to John Rausch. I look forward to it. I enjoyed that last series. I was not necessarily the biggest fan of the World's End miniseries, but it set it up for this book really nicely. And
I don't even know if I finished that, to tell you the truth.
I did. Not. I finished it reluctantly. How about that?
Okay. There you go.
So, in any case, I'm hoping that there's not too much reliance on the previous series, that the Daniel H. Wilson is strong enough writer to just kind of give Easter eggs from the previous series, and that'd be good enough.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. It's like the fact that they're all like fighting each other, I guess, is my problem.
I want to know why. I'm curious why that. Just like with Murray said about Omega Men, it's like, I don't know about this preview, but I want to see what happens next.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I got you there. I can see that. I can see that.
That's my number five.
Yeah. Okay, mine, it might be a surprise. When I first saw the name of this and the cover, I thought, whatever. I never heard of the writer, the artist, but I have to say, We Are Robin is something I'm interested in.
Oh.
I knew you wouldn't like it. It's just the kind of thing that if it was real, I would be into, I guess you could say. Because you got the whole hacker net thing and, you know, with the kids. And it might end up, there might be a bunch of annoying little snots, but I like this whole thing. I like the way this is. It's the Batman's gone and the kids aren't going to let the city go to hell. I don't know. I just like the idea, and I'm looking forward to see it. It might end up being complete and total crap, but I want to see what the deal is. So there you go. That's my fifth one. Tear it apart if you want.
I choose not to tear it apart. I just choose not to participate either.
No, I can understand. I know. There's a lot of the there's a hipster vibe there. Obviously, but I don't know. The closet hacker/pirate in me likes the idea. A bunch of kids dressing up like that.
Yeah, I like the idea. I found it hard to read all the text speak because I didn't have a visual to connect it to. Like I need either like a really strong icon, but even then, I need that icon to click in my head. Oh, that icon is the kid who's got the goatee, or that icon is for the girl with the – like we didn't get to meet enough of the characters to know – like so for me, all those colored word text boxes were just colored text boxes, and I couldn't – visually connect them to anyone in my head, so it was a lot of
they really didn't give you
didn't give us, right? So all those I didn't get to know anyone. Like I needed to see the characters before I see them texting away there. I like the idea, I get it, but it was hard for me to make any connection with the characters that way.
Yeah.
And it was dark. I mean, given the lack of the visual connection, it was also visually a dark comic.
I got you.
I can see the appeal, I like the other Robin book. Leave it at that.
Yeah, well, that's like, you know, fantasy. This is more... Oh, well, speaking of a comic book, it's more draped in realism than a lot of the others. It seems more realistic to me, I guess. I like how one of them is the Troy Wonder.
Which To completely switch topics,
yeah.
The only thing I liked about the Harley Quinn preview was her naming her new sidekicks. So
yeah, that was really dumb. I'm sorry.
Hanaquin was my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eddie so, Howe. Okay, what? So real quick. I had two other number ones.
Okay, go for
which
it.
Didn't quite make the cut, which were, I'm going to pick them up because I'm intrigued, but were Cyborg and Martian Manhunter.
Yeah.
And the reason they didn't
go ahead.
Yeah, they're kind of at the bottom of my number ones list. Because some other number ones that didn't make the list, but these ones made the list, and the only reason I'm on the fence on them is because they seem to be retreading the same ideas that these two characters always get saddled with, which is Martian Manhunter always discovers he's not the last Martian,
mm-hmm.
and Cyborg always somehow gets a new cybernetic body, but somewhere not too far in the future, he's going to get back to this old cyborg body.
Yeah.
And if they don't, good for them. I hope they don't. I hope I'm wrong on that. But
yeah, the main thing what makes me want to read Cyborg is Ivan Reis's art.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was beautiful, no doubt. But that's the only reason I didn't go deeper dive into those two books.
That's cool.
And then there were a bunch of continuing ones that I'm looking forward to, and the one that I'm looking forward to the most, which I'm surprised was Green Lantern, but that's because it's got the Tan art on it. It's got Billy Tan. Doing the
I
love his shit.
Yeah, I looked at the first issue. It's good. I haven't read it yet, but it does look good.
God, I love his stuff. And I actually made there's a splash page from the preview that is now my desktop on my reader.
Must be good.
Yeah, and let me see what else. Continuing through, obviously we got Batgirl, The Flash, Superman, Gotham by Midnight, Action mm-hmm. Comics. I'm really looking forward to finding out what happened. Like you with that, Aquaman, Grayson looks really good still. Batman, Superman got me. I like the teaming up of the two new versions of those characters.
Yeah.
Titans. I was surprised. I actually wanted to check out what happened.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get in there again and get disappointed. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. They burned me once with those characters.
Yeah, well, prepare to be burned again because they will do it, I'm sure. New Suicide Squad, that looks fun. And I said it already, Green Lantern, and then Green Arrow.
I'm thinking about Green Arrow too.
That was an interesting one. It had a neat flavor.
It did. It was definitely interesting. I mean, him gone again, and it's almost like what they did in the show.
I don't watch the show, so I will have to take your word for that. But
yeah, it was a lot like that. But you know, that's why, you know, why not? But I like.
What did you think of that Gotham Academy poem?
Oh, I did not like it.
Oh, you did not like it.
Ugh, no. I mean, I've read more than enough Dr. Seuss in my life. I get the appeal. I liked it for a long time, but I am Dr. Seuss'd out, and I did not love that. I get what they were doing. It's from What's-Her-Name's point of view, and it's all cutesy kid stuff, and that's great. But, oh my God, I've spent 20 years reading that stuff. I don't want to have to pay to read it.
That's an interesting way to put it.
Because I can just go to school and read that on my and then I'm being paid to read it, and I have to read it, and you know, then I can muster up some like for it. But
I can understand that.
The series itself is great. I just didn't think this was a lovely preview for it. But it was cutesy, you know, like for sure. It's you know. Don't
all right. I hate to cut this short, but I got people waiting on me, and I'm hungry. So,
all right,
we can always continue with next episode if we want to talk more about it, or you know, review some of the ones that have come out if we want. Anyway, I'm spent. So, anyway, that's it for this week. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsfromthelongbox.com and let us know what you think. Or You can join us on the Facebook page with our slowly but ever-growing group of miscreants, mutants, and comic book lovers. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week.
Alrighty.
Two.